Nama Om Vishnu Pataya Krishna Pistaya Bhutale Shimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tinami Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharini Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Satayane. So, as we know in Krishna Leela, there are always various levels that go on simultaneously. In other words, Krishna may act in such an attractive, beautiful way, like a small child, that those that relate to him in the Vatsalya Rasa are totally enamored by his activities. Now, at the exact same time, Krishna acts towards his friend in the Poganda Leela and towards the beautiful gopis in the Kaishora Leela. This is especially, there is a nice verse which Rupa Goswami describes about the morning meal. We are today listening to the evening meal, but I would like to explain with an incident that happened in the morning meal that shows us how Krishna, the same Krishna, is perceived differently by different devotees and acts also differently towards them. One morning, Nanda Maharaj invited Brishabhanu Maharaj and his entire family, including Srimati Radharani, to take a morning meal and discuss things. So the evening before, Krishna had not shown up for the rendezvous, and Radharani was very, very disturbed with him, especially when she found out that he had gone to another arrival party. So she stopped all communication with Krishna, and no matter how hard he tried, he would not pacify Radha. So the next morning, Radha had to come to Nanda Bhavan because her parents requested her to come, and she could not say, no, I don't want to see Krishna any longer. I'm finished with Krishna, because that would have given away the whole Parakya Rasa. So she had to go, and the two families sat facing each other. When Krishna sat in such a way that the eastern morning sun fell through one of the windows, and he moved a little bit so that his shadow fell on the lotus feet of Radha, not his entire shadow, the head. And in this way he paid obeisances to Srimati Radharani by laying his head with his crown and everything right on her lotus feet. So when Radha saw such a display of humility and love and so on, she became so turned or changed in her heart that she took her hands and touched lovingly the shadow head of Krishna, which lay on her feet, indicating, "I accept your apology." So this was not seen by the friends. It was not seen by Nanda Maharaj. It was only going on between Radha and perhaps her gopi, not perhaps for sure, if there were any gopi friends, they also saw this. This is an example how Krishna acts on various levels at the exact same time with his various devotees. So you, when Krishna Murari will talk in a moment, he will talk about Krishna according to the line where the Brijbasis learn, that is Vallabha Acharya and his sons, and they worship Krishna's childhood pastimes above everything else. But at the same time as the childhood pastimes go on, other pastimes and other things go on. So we will hear now the evening meal of Nanda Maharaj. This is no longer the morning meal. We heard yesterday how this is a little bit more formal because the brahmanas are invited to come, and the elders and so on. So Madhu Mangal is not able to crack his usual jokes, and Krishna and Balaram, they are served last. I mean, first the brahmanas, then all the elders, and then Krishna and Balaram. So it is this is going on in one level. Now there is another level, that of Srimati Radharani and Krishna. And I will read a little. Both Nanda and Yashoda could, even though there were all these elderly people there, not disguise or hide their supreme affection for Krishna, and therefore they took turns in feeding Krishna with especially wonderful preparations, which Krishna playfully accepted. Now, there was also a new arrival in the kingdom of Braj, Sarupa. He was known as Gop Kumar, but Krishna changed his name. That means maybe when you are in the spiritual world, you will not be known as Gaur Krishna and Krishna Murari and Vipakit, the very immersed person. So they served especially the preparations which Radha had cooked. And Krishna, again, he was fed by Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. He also fed some of these items to me. Who's me? Sarupa. Then Radha brought mind-stealing Manohar Ladus, both small and round ones and large flat ones, and set them down on Krishna's left. Krishna picked one of them with his fingernails, just a little, no? And brought that little with a fingernail to the tip of his tongue. But then, just to relate playfully to Radharani, he made a facial expression of disgust, as if these Manohar sweets that were sweeter like anything tasted like bitter neem. Krishna's brother smiled. His mother became upset with Radhika, and his father expressed surprise. Radha's innocent girls were pained, and the competitors were delighted. Wow, good. But this was only one of Krishna's playful things. He pretended these Manohar Ladus are bitter than, what is the bitterest thing? Neem. But because Sarup was actually born in the family of Radha's brother, Krishna threw all the laddus onto his place. Then Sarup ate them and was surprised to find them extremely tasty. I eagerly ate all of these sweets. Radha secretly looked at Krishna and arched her eyebrows. Why do you always do such things? And Krishna nodded his head as if to say, I wanted to give these sweets to the new arrivals, Sarup. And I needed to therefore make this this arrangement. So then Sarup closes this. He says, I understood. Vidakta Shiromani, the crest jewel of all playful once was only pretending in play for the delight of his devotees in an effort to please them and lighten the burden of their love for him. Then Krishna washed his mouth and playfully chewed pan. Glancing at Radhika, he put the chewed pan in my mouth. You must know all the dealings between Radha and Krishna are so super, super superb because it's a hidden relationship in the Parakiya Bhava. And Parakiya Bhava, when it's not officially lived, increases tremendously the eagerness of the lover and the beloved to be together. So when Krishna put the pan into Sarupa's mouth and looked at Radha, he told her, do you remember how I have put very often my pan from my mouth into your mouth? And Radha then smiles bashfully, and no one knows what is going on, only Radha and Krishna and perhaps some manjaris and gopis who are invited for this conversation. What I wanted to explain with this, by reading this little pastime, is that Krishna is able to handle many, many seemingly different relationships at once. So I find this very encouraging, because I also have my Krishna, and he is able to take care of me. I have told him today, my Lord, if you want me to finish this vrata, please cure my very bad tooth pain, my AC tooth pain, so that I can give all my mind and all my efforts to you. And I know my Krishna has heard about the devotees, the devotee in the world calling out for him with a toothache, and already the things are starting to happening. It has gone down. Ankit has organized the right medicine, which will work over time. So I know one should not ask Krishna for material things, but I have heard that when a devotee is in great problem, then he can ask Krishna for anything that is in his mind, because this is my Krishna, my best and closest person in this life. Good. This is a little bit from me. Now we will hear the real nectar. We should hear about Krishna. When you want to hear about Krishna, go to the Brijbasis, and our Krishna Murari is a good Brijbasi. Sometimes good bridge Parsi with a lot of knowledge. So we will turn to him now. Hare Krishna. So let me first give this microphone. Hari Bol, you in Radhakund, this is modern technology. It's best use. We can have a lecture and have Bhagavati and Bhanu Nandini with us. This is giving great pleasure to the heart. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Maharaj, for showing us a glance into the confidential pastimes of Shri Lad Lilal. It is said by Lord Mahadev, by Lord Shiva himself, when he is discussing the 1,000 names of Shri Gopal. It's known as Gopal Sahasranam, and there Lord Shiva speaks to Parvati, Gopaniyam, Gopaniyam, Gopaniyam Pratnata, that the pastimes of Krishna or his real dealings with his beloved ones are very secret. He tells this three times, Gopaniyam, Gopaniyam, Gopaniyam Pratnata. Even for those who struggle or who strive to get a knowledge or a glimpse into the pastimes of Krishna, even for them, it is very secret. It is very secret and it is very secret. And Rasakun Kur Kaha Pehchane, a cruel or a hard heart can never understand the ras of Krishna. And the solution to this is that we try to soften our hearts, we try to melt our hearts. And how does it happen? It happens by hearing those same pastimes again and again and again. It is said, where does this hearing of the childhood pastime helps us of Krishna? When we hear specifically the childhood pastimes, which are logically illogical. The childhood pastimes are logically illogical. At some point of time, you will see logic. Why does Krishna has five fingers? Mother Yashoda tells. It is logical, but it is illogical. So these pastimes, they make our heart feel very simple. In this world full of so many things, becoming hard is very simple, and becoming simple is very hard. Becoming simple is very hard, and becoming hard is very simple. So to make our heart simple, we try to hear specifically the childhood pastimes, which captivate our hearts so much, because all of us were also child at some point of the time. So it is not a matter that Krishna starts asking Mother Yashoda that now I have grown up and now you should get me married. But then Mother Yashoda replies, Chhado lal lalit larkai. Oh Krishna, as you are saying that you have grown up, but why do you do childish things? Now leave all those childish things. And maybe someday or the another, or maybe tomorrow, someone is coming to look at you, to look for you as a good husband for his or for her daughter. So now you should not do any of the childhood activities. What you should do? Dari hai saas sasur sun chori. Now you should not go and steal in anyone's house. Because if the father of the girl will hear that the person or the boy is a thief who will marry their daughter to you, Krishna says, who says I am a thief? I never steal. And now, even if the new girl will hear that you are a thief, she will laugh at you. Krishna says, no, I don't steal. Then, now you should follow all the orders which I tell you. Then only I get you married. Every day morning, you should get up properly. And then you should take bath. And you should allow me to make your hair. And then only you get married. Then Krishna says, yes, I will follow all the orders if you want. And then he asks, so excited, when are they really coming? I will follow all the orders, but tell me, when are they coming? Then Mother Yashoda says, tomorrow. Not today, they come tomorrow. And then Krishna asks, when will tomorrow come? And then Mother Yashoda tells, now we will eat something, and then we will sleep, and then when you get up after the sleep, then it is tomorrow. Then Krishna says, oh my, I feel so hungry. The day was very long. He eats something. And then he just, you know, makes his hand up. Oh my, I just want to go to sleep now. And then he closes his eyes and he just goes to sleep. Just 10 minutes after, he jumps from his bed and says, Maya, tomorrow has already come. Now it is tomorrow already. And where is my best yellow kurta? Give me. I want to wear it. I want to wear it because someone else is coming to our house, so I should look very proper. And when Mother Yashoda looks at Krishna's great excitement to get married, just a small 4-5-year-old boy who is so excited about this, she starts smiling. And then Krishna comes to Mother Yashoda and embraces Mother Yashoda out of shyness. Then he tells Mother Yashoda, you always laugh at me. It is in the welfare of both of us. For me, it is good for me and also for you if I get married. Mother Yashoda asks, what is the benefit? Krishna tells, oh Maya, each house in Nandagram has a good wife. Our Nanda Bhavan is very empty. You live very alone in Nanda Bhavan. If my wife will come, then the house will get a bit new charm, or someone will be there in the house. She says, okay, what else? So if she will come, all the household activities, you don't have to do. She will take care of everything. She will even help you cooking everything, and she will, in the evening, she will even press your legs. She will help you so much. And then Mother Yashoda says, okay, but I will get you married. But I think you are still young. You still need to grow up a little bit. Then Krishna says, just some time before you were telling that you are grown up, now you say I'm still a child. Maya, I can even prove you that I have now grown up. I have so much energy. If you don't consider me as a grown up, ask any one of the Gopa to come and wrestle with me. Dhansuk Manasuk Sabkum Pitum. I can defeat Dhansuk, means Shridam and Madhumangal. I can defeat all of them in wrestling. And then you will know that who is grown up or who is younger. I can prove it. I can prove my strength. I can prove my age. But Mother Yashoda says, no, maybe you still need some more years to come. Then Krishna becomes a bit sad. And then the gopis, some of the gopis who have finished their house help in Nanda Bhavan and they are about to leave Nanda Bhavan to go to their houses, they overhear this conversation between Krishna and Yashoda. And then one gopi comes and she tells Krishna. What she tells? She tells, Karo tero rang kanhai. Oh Krishna, no one will ever marry their daughter to you. He looks amazed in a bit angry way towards the gopis. He asks, why? She tells, because you are black in color. Because you are blackish in color. Who will marry their daughter to a blackish person? Then Krishna, as soon as he hears this, Krishna takes a stick and starts running behind. Then he replies to the gopi, you are black. Your Maya is black. Your Baba is black. I'm not black. And then the gopis run away. Then Mother Yashoda again tells Krishna, okay, you grow a little bit, but definitely I'll get you married. And then when he gets a good affirmation from Mother Yashoda that one day we'll definitely get you married, he's so happy. He puts his hand behind his back in happiness and he walks out of Nanda Bhavan to inform this to the cowherd boys. And as soon as these cowherd boys, he meets these cowherd boys, and then cowherd boys start asking him with the motion of their eyes, what has happened? Tell us, you are so happy. What has happened? Then Krishna replies, soon I will be married. Soon I will be married. And as soon as the gopas hear, they start laughing like anything. They laugh like anything. Because he has been convinced somehow or the other by Mother Yashoda. And as soon as he sees that the gopas are laughing at him, then he tells, you are not real friends. I will leave your company. I will go and start living in the village of the girl who will be married to me. The poet who has described the sweet conversation between Krishna and Mother Yashoda, he writes, just by hearing this pastime of Krishna arguing with Mother Yashoda, the circle of birth and death of a person gets relieved away. Just by hearing those simple, logically illogical dealings of Krishna and Mother Yashoda, the heart itself starts melting and it makes our heart very simple, so that so many blessings, some affection, some real affection towards Krishna generates on its own. About other dealings between Mother Yashoda and Krishna, and especially the cowherd boys, we have not yet finished the evening meal. We will hear tomorrow. Radhe Shyam.
So, Hare Krishna. When Shukadev Goswami comes to the 10th canto, he obviously starts also with the pastimes of Krishna as a little boy. And he informs Parikshit Maharaj that these particular pastimes of the young Krishna have a particular charm. Hearing them, one will stop to feel the miseries of material existence, and hearing them will increase one's affection for wonderful Krishna, for that wonderful person. And they are altogether 9 effects of hearing this particular pastimes, which Shukadev Goswami tells to Parikshit Maharaj. But I must say, I would have to look them up. But these two I distinctly remember. And let us remember how Krishna doesn't like to take bath, and how he then tells his mother many arguments. The day was so absolutely full, and I'm now exhausted. I need to eat something. And then she brings something to eat, and then afterwards he says, but now I've eaten, how can I now immediately take a bath? And then he offers 4 arguments, and by these arguments he very, very much increases the ocean of Mother Yashoda's joy. Just like the moon, when it rises over the ocean, the ocean water swells and a variety of waves come. When little Krishna starts to act in his childlike way and speak as intelligent as a Vedic scholar to make his point, then this but with child logic, that makes our heart grow very affectionate towards him. Good. With this, we will rest our kata. All the best, and Hare Krishna.